Lord Jesus, we love you and offer you our hearts. Make us humble, patient, pure, and wholly obedient to your will. Grant that we may live in you and for you. Amen. Jesus began, I am so glad you are here. I have missed you, beloved. Lord, I have really missed you too. Well now, we are together, and I do wish to speak with you. Yes, I would have told you about the zombies, but I knew you would question if you were hearing from me. Lord, a dream or vision would have been nice. I speak with each vessel in a different way. This is a terrible subject. No, it's not just terrible. It is terrifying. But understand, this is nothing for me. Pandemics are nothing for me. Please stay on track. I really do long to speak with you. Claire, don't let my words fall on deaf ears. I need to speak with you. Do not be afraid or troubled. We are protected during this time. As my mother told you, there are some very difficult things on the horizon. Some I will not speak of, others I will. First of all, you are my vessel unto honor, and I will never abandon you, nor will I remove my covering over our conversations. Lord, I love you so much. What can I do right now for you? Jesus continued, pray for the world. Pray for the little ones, the weak ones, the simple ones. Although they do not have a college education, they have one from heaven. I speak to them in their conscience and warn them about things that are unsafe. They have a knowing. The less you try to educate yourselves, the more you rely on me, the better your information. I want to speak to many through you. I just need to build your confidence a bit more. In the meantime, I will talk about the things that are uncomfortable to you and that you have a certain sense of authenticity about. Mostly, I want all heart dwellers to draw closer to me in prayer. Come to me, my people, my brides, in this hour. I want to dance with you and hold you close, wrapping my everlasting arms around you and protecting you from evil, the intrusions of the demons who wish to sidetrack you, cause you fear and anxiety, and push you into the arms of a waiting government to direct your affairs. I have given many of you a serious check in the spirit and a serious warning about many of the things being pushed upon you in your world. My people, I want you to continue to heed these warnings as we navigate through the rough waters ahead. Your greatest protection is my voice speaking to you in the silence. It takes a great deal to silence the inner man, but worship is a good way to rechannel your thoughts and prepare you to speak with me and hear my voice clearly. No longer can you rely on your pastor's opinion, your denomination's opinion, other people's opinions. Not only because times are treacherous and changing as we move deeper into this period of time, but also because many have not been taught with complete accuracy and opinions run high. There are also very clever misinformation campaigns being run throughout even your trusted sources on the net. The information is only as good as the source, and very, very few can truly be trusted. For instance, they are focusing you on wars, rumors of wars, and man-made disease, while deadly comets approach your earth. Yes, the dangers from all these things are real, but more important than any of these things is your salvation and the salvation of your families, as well as your prayers for the migrants who are being mercilessly persecuted and split up from their relatives and children. This is a horrendous violation of human rights and another attack against the family, which is bringing them to their knees in sorrow. Oh, please pray for their protection and that they can stay intact as a family. Claire, It breaks my heart to see how they are being exploited. Please comfort my aching heart by praying for them, beloved. This means so very much to me. How greatly I want to see them reunited with family members, but in all the running from place to place, crossing bodies of water, well, it is almost too tragic to talk about. Pray, my loved ones, pray, pray, pray.